One of my favorite movies from about 30 years ago is Chariots of Fire. I wasn't around when it was made, but it was 30 years ago. And it was a movie about four Englishmen who were all trying to get to the Paris Olympics in 1924. And it sort of followed their progression as they went along. And one of the men that the others didn't know was this Scottish runner, who was the fastest of all of them, it seemed. And he was a very devout Christian, and he also had a weird way of running because he learned how to run from playing rugby, not from track and field. So they went out to the races one day to see him so they could time him. He was up somewhere in the highlands on a grass track, and when he began, he almost immediately fell. He was bumped by one of the other competitors. And in that moment, everyone was upset because they couldn't time and get the split times for him. But he got up. And not only did he end up catching the field, but he actually passed all of them and won the race. His determination and lack of discouragement from that initial fall allowed him to cross the victory line. And so it's a good example for us to consider as we go into the second week of Advent. How was our first week? How did we do that first full week of Advent as we prepare for the coming of the Lord? Well, we don't have to be too concerned if it wasn't perfect. Because so many times when we start a new season like Advent or Lent, a time of preparation for a great celebration, if we get off to a bad start, we tend to throw in the towel and think we can't have a good season this year. And yet there's always time with the Lord. And today's gospel is a wonderful example of what he has in store for us if we're faithful during this season. Today's gospel shows us three things. It gives us confidence in the reality of Christ's mission. It shows us the power that Christ has and what he can do. And most importantly, it shows us what we should be doing. When I was in college, I studied religious studies as a minor, and I specialized in Hinduism and Buddhism. It didn't take hold. I'm here today as a priest. But it's interesting, because when you read about the birth of Krishna or the coming of the Buddha, it's very abstract. There's no historical context or place to it. It's a beautiful tale, but there's no historicity. We know about when it was written from examining the text, but other than that, it's a mythical idea. But